I have always been fascinated and inspired by the story of the ship Endurance and its crew. The ship was chartered to make a daring journey to the Antarctic, captained by the seasoned explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton. In South, Shackleton recounts the original plan to land Endurance near Vossel Bay on the south side of the Weddell Sea, reach the South Pole, and then continue to Ross Island on the opposite side of the continent. The journey was ripe with the spirit of adventure and discovery. Endurance began her journey south on December 5, 1914. As the ship and her crew arrived at the Weddell Sea, the trip took a turn for the worse, and the ship became locked in a sea of ice. For 10 months, Shackleton waited for the ice to break so they could proceed. The 28 crew members on board awoke each morning and went to bed each night to the sound of creaking and cracking boards as the ship was slowly being crushed by the sheets of ice. Eventually, the crew abandoned ship, and Endurance splintered apart, and with it, Shackleton's dream of traversing the Antarctic. The goal of the crew quickly changed from one of adventure to one of survival. The men made camp on ice floes for the next 5 months, with scarce provisions and nothing but 3 wooden lifeboats for shelter. They eventually took to open water and paddled their way to Elephant Island, a small rocky piece of land with little vegetation or food. Shackleton realized if he didn't go for help, their chances of survival were narrowly slim. He and 5 other crew members sailed 800 miles to South Georgia Island, where they eventually chartered a boat. They left behind the remaining crew members with second-in-command Frank Wild. Wild found the opportunity to test his own leadership abilities in an extremely difficult situation. How do you keep 21 other men fed and sheltered for what turned out to be 4 months on a scrap of land in the middle of the rough and rolling southern seas? In South, Shackleton duly praises Wild. It is largely due to Wild and to his energy, initiative, and resource that the whole party kept cheerful all along and indeed came out alive and so well. His cheery optimism never failed, even when food was short and the prospect of relief seemed remote. From a fortnight after I had left, Wild would roll up his sleeping bag each day with the remark, "Get your things ready, boys, the boss may come today." And sure enough, one day the mist opened and revealed a ship for which they had been waiting and longing and hoping for over 4 months. Miraculously, all of the crew members of Endurance made it home alive. Though Ernest Shackleton never achieved his goal to traverse the Antarctic, his ability to lead people in the harshest and most severe conditions is astounding. The story of the Endurance is arguably the most extreme example of perseverance, strategy, and as the title of this book suggests, leading big. Shackleton and second-in-command Wild exemplify the type of leadership found in this book: boldness without arrogance, tenacity without pride, courage without audacity. Through numerous examples and anecdotes, Lead Big, Discovering the Upside of Unconventional Leadership, uncovers powerful insights to help people become great Shackleton-type leaders. Over his long tenure in policing, Ward Clapham has broken with many leadership beliefs and behaviors that were ineffective and unproductive. In the face of sometimes harsh criticism, Ward has discovered the ultimate secret for quantum improvement. Every breakthrough first requires a break with the old paradigms, practices, and principles that tether people and organizations to the status quo. The book defines and describes the paradigm shift needed to move away from the command-and-control style of managing people toward a more proactive unleashing of talent. Ward's own inspiring stories and results, coupled with scientific research, anecdotes, quotes, and historical accounts, lead to powerful break with insights in each chapter applicable for leaders in all areas of the public and private sectors. Ward's leadership approach is effective for 3 reasons. First, it's proactive and bold. Second, it's focused on the root cause. And third, it unleashes the talents of others. Proactive and bold. In my book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Habit 1 is called Be Proactive. Be proactive is another way of saying to take initiative or take responsibility. For many years, I have admired and respected Ward Clapham's work in law enforcement. He really is like Ernest Shackleton in this respect. Shackleton didn't sit back and wait to be rescued. He did the hard work to rescue himself and his crew. The stories in this book exemplify how proactive, bold leadership tactics pay big dividends in the end.